Hello, my lovely edge dwellers. Luca Halix here, Power Sorcerer. This is the reading of the transcript that I made for a channeled session that I did in May of 2021. And I've called it Rearranging Our Energy Selves to Recall Who We Are. And I am releasing it now in March of 2024. So I'm going to read what is written in the blog post for those of you who prefer to listen instead of read. And I've got a little introduction to it before I start so that you've got an idea of what it is that's coming. This guided facilitated session took place in May of 2021, and we were 1 year into the isolation of the pandemic by that time. I'm sharing the transcript of the session, which I've edited for clarity and brevity. I do this because what I say when I relate my experience can wander a little as I feel into what is happening for me and explain it as best I am able. The session made a few shifts that I'll tell you about now so that it makes more sense as it takes place. I begin by reporting that I have been taken to what seems to me to be a space station or possibly the mothership. The scene changes several times while I'm there. First, I'm in a cafe where I meet with a number of different beings. I relate how they seem to rearrange things inside me. Second, they do some work on my brain and spine. Third, I'm rejoined by the two beings who brought me, and they do some work adding what I refer to as electronic gizmos and green goo. Fourth, I do some time travel to the late 1800s so that I can remember another time when we were going through major changes in how we conceived of ourselves and the changes in our world. Fifth, I experience climbing over my current self to a self at a higher level of understanding, where I'm shown that the team is assembling. They show me how we're creating and adjusting the model for change on the earth. And finally, they remind me of my role in all of this and show me the support that I have. Arriving and rearranging my insides. They're taking me in the beam of light up to the mothership. There's two of them who have one of my hands each, and they're floating me up through the beam of light. So now it's going fast and we're inside. There's a fleet of ships. The mothership is one of them. It's the same group as it has been the other times that I've been with them. We're in an arrival chamber, and now we're walking out. There's a huge, huge, huge atrium that's like a street. They're taking me into a cafe, and we're sitting down outside at a little round table. They're going inside, and they're saying to me that somebody is coming to meet me. It's a being that has three heads. Not just heads, torsos, or three upper bodies. They look like aliens. They talk as one. Actually, they don't speak. They talk to me mentally. They seem to be unbuttoning my shirt to get inside me. I'm wearing something with buttons on it, but they're not actually physically unbuttoning anything. It's as if they're unbuttoning me energetically so that they can come in and talk to me. They want me a little less alert, because when I'm alert, I have more expectations and more barriers. They're sort of pulling me up into my higher self. They don't want to talk to the earth me. It's as if we're sitting at this table, but we're also sitting above it. A shift is happening. I'm moving into a different state. There's a reverence around it. This is a unique state, something you don't experience. Well, I experience it when I channel, but not otherwise. They're rearranging something in my consciousness. They being the ones with the three heads, because there's three of them who are sharing a body. They're rearranging something in me, in my consciousness. It's an energetic thing. This is their job, and they have agreed to meet with me like this. They're being very matter-of-fact and quite kind. It's like they've gone inside me where there's more space and they're moving things. Now it's like they're putting me in three different piles. There's a lot of room inside me, like they blew me up with a bicycle pump. Now there's room to move around inside me, and they're just sort of reaching into me and moving things. This is not something I have done with them before. I understand that it can be done anywhere with my permission. This is where we choose. This is the appointment. We're out in a public space because it's not like we have to be sanitized and have to be private. Everybody up here does weird stuff like this. I already know what the intention is, or I wouldn't have invited them, but I'm not aware of that now. They will say when they've done it, when it's complete, because they're not done yet. There are still three of them. There are arms, but I don't think that there are six arms. It's energetic. It's spatial. It's like Scrabble tiles being arranged into words, but the words aren't telling me anything. They're just saying that there is an order to this, like somehow there's some universal order that they know. They know what they're doing, and they're doing it according to who I am. And here I have a huge yawn. They're doing it, but not in my headspace, but sort of in my shoulder and neck area and my heart. Working on my brain and spine. Now they're taking the lid off my head. They're taking my brain out. They're just sort of matter-of-factly lifting it out. They're pouring light in there and it's sloshing around. It's like liquid light. And now they're taking it all out again. So now we've got this empty container that is my skull. They're putting a brain in. Another brain, or they've done something to my brain. Yeah, they've done something to it, and it's got flowers poking out of it, like little summer flowers that you find in the grass. They're colorful. Now they're putting the lid back on my head. I don't know the significance of the flowers. They're pulling my ears out from the side of my head. My ears look like they're bigger. They're pouring light into my left ear like it's a way of cleaning it. And now they're done. My ear is going back down to its regular size. Where I'm sitting, it doesn't look like anything's happening. They're working on another level. Now there are numbers dancing across my brain with flowers mixed in with them. It's like numbers and formulas, and like I have a different relationship with numbers now. That's all I need to know. I have the feeling that this is going to make more sense as I integrate the experience into my life. They're running hands down my spine like you would run your finger along the back of a caterpillar. It feels nice and I'm relaxing a bit. They're doing something to the base of my spine, my tailbone. I feel like there's an elastic that goes up through my vertebra and they're stretching it, giving it more flex. I have a nice curve in my spine. It's not rigid or hunched or anything. They're showing me my spine, separate from me, as they do something energetically, and they're showing me what they're doing, like a cutout. And now they're putting that, what they cut out, back in again. They're putting a knife and fork in my hand. There's no food, there's just a knife and fork, a stainless steel knife and fork, the same design as I have in my kitchen. Now they're crossing my right leg over my left leg in the Cafe Level Me. They're making my lower right leg swing. They're pushing down on it so it bounces back up again. Now they're all three bowing their heads to me, and they're gone. Electronic gizmos. My knife and fork are still on the table. The two beings who brought me, they're coming back out of the cafe again, and they're sitting down with me. They have two plates. One of the plates is full of these little electronic gizmos that look like chips. I do get the double entendre here. But they're alive. They're all moving. They put that on the table in front of me. Then they put a lid over the other plate. So that's not for yet. I'm going to ingest these, all these moving little chips that are alive. Although there's a knife and fork, I'm not actually going to eat them. I'm going to ingest them somehow. They're all floating around me like bugs in the air, but they're alive and they have intelligence. I see them as chips, but it's like they're almost cells. They're floating into me and going where they need to go. I see them in a ring around me, like those parking bollards that stop your car from rolling too far past the end of the parking space, except they're round and they're a lighter material and they're around me, surrounding all of us sitting at the table. These things, or chips, are all floating around and going into me, settling into a kind of circular thing at foot level. I have no idea what I'm describing, but that's what they're saying to me. They're saying that this is going to help me with my physical being during these times, and that that's all I need to know about it on the earthling level. The chips have gone inside me, and the plate is empty. Green goo. Now they're putting the other plate on top of the first one, and they're taking the lid off. This one's full of green slime, like green goo. It's not disgusting. It's sort of like a gelatinous texture, but gooey. They're putting my hands in it, and then they're putting my hands on my chest. I'm moving my hands a bit, and it's like the friction makes my body absorb this green goo. Next, it goes to places in my body that it needs to go. It's intelligent, and it knows where to go. Now they're taking the plates away. I think they brought it to me on plates because they're showing me that it's some sort of sustenance. It's not going to be there forever. It goes into my body for as long as my body needs it, and then it will be absorbed, similar to how we absorb nutrients into our bodies. They're showing me about 6 months' time, that this will last me about 6 months. It's like they're getting me through the summer and fall. It's May now. It makes me stronger on a constitutional level, not a weight, the lifting weights kind of level. Travel time to remember who I am. Those guys have now gone back in the cafe. I'm standing up, and energy behind my shoulder blades is pushing me further into this open atrium area. It's a huge atrium. It's like a city, a huge square in the middle of a city. Now they're sending me through time, and I'm in a square, somewhere that feels like it's in Europe, where there are artist studios around. I'm going upstairs, a narrow staircase inside, into a studio space that's full of light. I'm wearing a long skirt and carrying a parasol that's closed. It has black lace, pink and black lace. The skirt I'm wearing has a matching top or jacket. The whole outfit is quite narrow and it's all ruffled up in the back. And I'm wearing black shoes that button up the sides. My hair is piled up on top of my head, and I have this silly little hat on top. There's a straight back chair in the middle of the room, and I sit down on it. I'm leaning the parasol up against the back of the chair. I'm just sitting there. And now there's a circle of people that are coming into the space. They're sort of manifesting around me. They're going from being see-through to being solid. They have chairs, but they're standing. And they're putting their hands in front of their hearts and they're bowing to me. It's a form of respect. It's an honoring of who they know me to be, and not because of the costume I'm wearing. In that lifetime, I have access to this knowing. They're acknowledging that I've carried this knowing in other times. It feels like I'm getting the words as I say this. I feel I'm in Paris in the late 1800s. There's something about the clothes that I'm wearing that makes me feel that. There's a corset and it's all trussed up. It's super fancified and it's constricting to wear. It's hot with all kinds of little trim and lace and bits and bobs all over. It's all very matchy-matchy. The hat matches the jacket, which matches the parasol, which matches the gloves. I've got lace gloves on. They're taking this stuff off me. They're taking the pins out of my hair. My hair is long, black, and it's curly. They're taking me out of this trussed-up jacket and skirt. I'm standing there in my bloomers and camisole, and now I'm free. Now it's looser. I can breathe. I think they're telling me something about how things are for me on Earth right now, that I feel like I'm all bound up. But that's not really what's underneath it all. They're letting me know that I have a lot of help, and they can all see me. They know who I am and what I'm doing. I sense there was a big shift in our awareness at the end of the 1800s with the coming of the turn of the century. There was a loosening up of everything, clothing and of attitudes and of moving more into the industrial age. I think we're going through another big change like that now. However, this is a change in consciousness, which is why they put all those little chippy things into me. But I knew then, in that life, what was really going on. I dressed like that because I was supposed to. I was hiding. It was like a disguise. And how I am right now is, in a way, a disguise also. My disguise this time is being human. It's the earthling disguise, which is no more me than all that trussed-up costuming was. Even though I look like I fit, I don't really. I'm wondering why they're showing this to me. It's not news to me, really. They're saying, ah, yes, but we're not done yet. Questioning. It feels like I'm crawling out of myself and stepping on my own face and shoulders to get out, to get up higher. It's as if I'm stepping on my human self to get up into the attic part of me. But it's not about what I can see up there or what is up there. It's about who I am up there at a higher level of myself. I notice I'm getting a little annoyed with them presenting the information this way. This just seems incredibly long-winded and like a story, sort of obscure. I think I need to get myself into a slightly different headspace here. Yeah, they're letting me know how I'm behaving in my life right now. It's like they're telling me or I'm telling myself to get on with it already. They're showing me what my behavior looks like and how fed up I am with it. What they're showing me is perspective, just awareness. They're sweeping it aside now so that they can take me somewhere else. Climbing over myself to a higher level. I'm at the street level on the mothership. Now they're taking me up to something like a skyscraper, except that's metaphorical. They're taking me up in some kind of elevator, and we're going very fast and very high. It's that place that makes me cry because it feels sacred. So we've been through and around with how to handle the earth vehicle that is how I'm on the earth right now. Now we're going up to where the real stuff's happening. We're in this brightly lit space. The lighting isn't glaring or anything, and it doesn't feel artificial. As an aside, I'm distracted in the session by noise from above the room we're in as we have this session. My young friend is grinding coffee upstairs, and I can hear him. Also, I think it has something to do with where I am. I think he subconsciously knows the me up there, quote-unquote, up there. He's being a sort of a dumb earthling, too, down there on the planet right now. He and I have always had a connection, and it's a connection that I don't have with everyone. It has always been completely accepting and respectful, despite the fact that there's a 38-year difference between us. We don't care. The beings up here want me to know that. So I'm in this big light space. It feels clear and gentle and spacious. Anything could happen here, like a creative dream. My young friend is there too. He looks like he looks now, but that's his costume and the part where he feels familiar. My mother's there as well. This guy from my past with whom I've just reconnected is there, but again, not. He's got this earth suit on, but that's not who he is. Those are the ones they're showing me. There are others, lots of others, but they're not all in the space right now. The team and how we work. They're showing me that the team is assembling. They're not all assembled yet, but they're coming together. They're showing me how much space is up there and that we're creating together. There's nothing that's preordained except our coming together with all our unique perspectives and abilities. We will metaphorically sit together around this big table with nothing on it. We're all bright and shiny and happy to be there, and we're creating a new world. It's like everybody's come together to say, okay, here's what we'd like. And we all come with huge levels of expertise and knowledge and experience and history. We don't need records. We don't need books. It's enough to bring our consciousness together to create something. We're creating within something. We're in a room, in a space, so we're creating this reality within another reality that holds it. We have the chance to create out of our wisdom, and it is completely collaborative. There is nothing to fight about here. This is not about I'm going to have to give up some things in order to get other things. This is about the fact that we're going to build it together, and we're going to delight in it. It's joyful. It's so far beyond what I know how to do with my brain here on Earth. I know it, but I don't know how to even conceptualize it in order to do it with my brain. This is a process of manifestation, of creating the new out of the old. It's like the old is the manure that is the fertilizer for the new, the soil within which new will grow. So it has to be respected for what the old is breaking down into. It's not bad or something from which we're running away. It's something that we're metamorphosing into consciously, with intention, and with care. I feel certain that we're doing it. We're very conscious about what we're doing and how we're doing it, and we're paying attention to how we put each piece into place. We notice what it does to the balance of the whole as we edge it into place. We're creating it all on that level before we attempt to create it on the earth. Creating the design on earth. Creating it on the earth, that's what we're doing now. Creating it on the earth is not predictable. Just because we designed it and we tested it off the planet doesn't mean that that's exactly how it's going to manifest on the planet. But we had to conceptualize it somewhere. So that's how we did it. But time isn't sequential, so we're doing it. We're creating it as it's manifesting. We're having to tweak it down on the earth all the time because everybody has free will down there and they're not completely finished with the old. So it's as if the compost won't always cooperate and be compost. Some of the compost is still trying to sprout. It's not that this is wrong, it's just that's what it's doing. Some people here are helping some of the earth beings to let go while bringing in the archetype, bringing in the model. They're reminding everybody of what the design is. In many ways, it's not so simple. Some people are here on earth to remind us of what we're doing, but they're also bringing in some of what's new. Sometimes they get a little sucked down by the people who are having a struggle to get ready for what's coming next. On some level, these people know what's coming next, which is why they hang on to the coat of the people who get it and who are, perhaps, sitting in more awareness of it. Not because they're better, but just because that's where they're sitting. They can see it more than those who are hanging on for dear life. This explanation feels much better than having the things explained to me that I already knew. This is a refreshing perspective, showing me the lightness and the joy with which it's happening. There's no worry in that big space that I'm in about how we're doing it. There's no worry. Nobody's anxious. It's an act of joyful creation, and we all know that the earth is in flux, that it won't be exactly the way we expected. We're all holding the possibility that it will be even better. So the people on whom we're building, whose faces we're stepping on to get up in the attic, they're not a hindrance. As they turn on, they are all assets, every one of them. They're all assets, and they're even more of an asset once they know that they know. My role and the support. So I'm running around reminding certain people of what they know already, so that they can be those assets. That's still their choice. They come and find me, so they must know that I'm a turner-oner. So I'm back in the light beam on the beach where I began today. They're standing around me in this beam of light. There are a group of beings and they're standing really close to me, like so close. They're all facing me and standing tight around me in this beam of light. I can't see faces, but they're all standing with their hands in front of their hearts. There's six of them, I think. I feel like I've brought them back in with me. They're my little team. Now they've moved out a little further and they're facing outwards, but they're there. It's like their job is to look after me right now, to look out for me, not look for danger. This is more about ensuring my well-being. Also, they're saying that I'm shining brighter. As of today, I will shine brighter. So they're running a little interference for me while I get used to what it feels like. They're saying that I'm going to attract attention that I'm not yet used to handling. So they're just going to run a little interference. I don't have to do anything. They're just there. They want me to know they're there. Because as powerful as this energy feels, it also leaves me feeling a little bit like I've just had a skin peel. If someone blows at me from 50 feet away, I will feel it. End of session transcript. Epilogue. I'm posting this blog pod almost 3 years after I had the experience, and I'm curious as to how it may have affected me and whether it is influencing the people I meet and the things I'm doing while I'm traveling in Europe in 2023-24. I'm sure that it is. I share with you what I got at the time. I have not sanitized it by taking out the so-called weird bits that might make me look nuts. I've had many of these unusual experiences in my life, and I'm sure this won't be the last. Each time I share, there seem to be more people who can resonate with what I say. I may go so far as to say that it is reassuring to them. We're not crazy. We're just on the edge of the current and emerging paradigms.